Mission accomplished. This is written by Father Dan Harding and comes from Chile. At a special Eucharist on the last Sunday of January 2024, parishioners from all seven ecclesial communities of San Colombano Parish gathered to farewell the Columbans from the parish. San Colombano is a large parish on the southern periphery of the Archdiocese of Santiago, Chile, encompassing principally households of a low socio-economic status. Columbans first began working in this area in 1965, at a time when the agricultural lands of the large haciendas on the outskirts of Santiago were being occupied by large groups of poor families. And over time, these settlements were regularized and became today's suburbs. From 1965 onwards, Columbans have worked in the parish of San Marcos, which in 1984 was divided into three parishes, one of which was the parish of San Colombano. And apart from a period of 6 years when another congregation ran the parish, Columbans have had responsibility for the parish since its beginning. Dozens of Columbans have worked in this parish over the years. Some of the outstanding features of San Colombano parishes concern the role of the laity, ongoing formation. Every year, the Archdiocese offers winter and summer programs for the formation of the parish laity in a wide range of areas, encompassing the liturgy, social justice, personal development, safe environments for minors and vulnerable adults, personal and group prayer, scripture studies, the role of parish pastoral councils, running sacramental programs, offering funeral services, visiting the sick, parish finances, evangelization and mission, theological reflections, and leadership training. And as a result, San Colombano Parish now has over 100 pastoral agents who offer their services voluntary to the parish. All are officially accredited to work with minors and vulnerable adults. Two women and three men are accredited ministers who offer lay-led Sunday liturgies. And apart from visiting the sick, other ministers are available for funeral wake services in homes. All sacramental programs are run by lay pastoral agents. There are no Catholic schools in the parish. The members of the parish executive committee, comprising four women and two men, take turns leading the parish pastoral council and economic committee, where important parish decisions are made. At this stage, the Archdiocese has no available clergy to take over responsibility from the Columbans, so the responsibility for the running of the parish will be left in the hands of the parish executive committee and a permanent deacon. The Parish Religious Dancing Group. San Colombano Parish's religious dance community has over 60 members. Religious dance organisations are very strict in their rules and highly organised in their practice. Dancing is regarded as a privileged way to pray to God and honour the Virgin Mary. It is a very serious business where one must pass through different stages and attend all practice sessions as well as a yearly retreat. Religious dancing has its roots in the indigenous dance practices that combined Spanish traditions and faith. The parish's religious dancing group, along with hundreds of other such groups, travels around the country to dance at major religious feast celebrations. This may involve dancing for several hours non-stop through streets or in the plaza outside a church, always accompanied by their large brass bands, and they are a part of a larger federation of religious dance groups in Chile, Argentina, Bolivia, and Peru. The Columban Migrant Ministry. Chile has the highest percentage of recently arrived migrants in Latin America. And when a former convent at one of the seven San Colombano parish chapels became available in 2019, it was converted into St. Columban's Migrant House of Hospitality. More than 300 homeless migrant men passed through this house before it was moved to its present site in July last year. And two other ecclesial parish communities also accepted another 100 migrants, especially during the pandemic. The great majority of migrants come from Venezuela, with small numbers from Colombia, Haiti, Peru, and Ecuador. Good Friday Stations of the Cross reenacted through the streets. Acting out the Stations of the Cross through the surrounding streets on Good Friday is a common practice in Chile and all Latin America, and this may last for 2 to 3 hours in San Columbano Parish, where the parish youth group brings the Passion of Christ to the residents of the neighbouring streets. Parish-sponsored social outreach programs. These include a project in one of the chapels involving 8 large raised vegetable gardens where the elderly work without having to bend down. Another chapel has a special children's program with chickens, rabbits, tortoises, fruit trees and vegetable gardens and large containers to catch rainwater. There are 2 Alcoholics Anonymous groups, 1 Narcotics Anonymous group and an active parish scout group. The parish also ran a soup kitchen for several years, more recently during the pandemic. And the future of the parish? Over almost 60 years, Columbans have worked hard to develop co-responsibility with the laity in the organising and running of the parish. This is one of the pillars of the Archdiocesan Pastoral Plan. In this sense, it is time for us to hand over the parish to the Archdiocese, giving full responsibility to the local lay leaders who will work alongside future clergy. And just as we are leaving the area, 2 new metro trains have opened in the parish, connecting the parish to the larger Santiago metro network. Bad luck for the Columbans, but good luck for the newcomers. That article from Father Dan Harding, former parish priest of San Columbano Parish in Santiago, Chile.